Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. It is so easy to want to grab onto the familiar. It's almost like a familiar captivity is more desirable than an unknown freedom. So talk about the invitation, but it has to be on God's terms. We don't get the itinerary that we're hoping for.
He does not reveal the entire plan. You said a key word when we came back in from the break, and I want to grab that if you don't mind, and that key word there was insignificant. That word has haunted me many years of my life. And it's, you know, if I keep going forward, God, am I able to really go forward? Because you know that I'm insignificant. That word had me in so much bondage, I didn't want to move forward. And it's literally, it's like, I'll use the example of a baby going from crawling to walking. I look at that child and I'm thinking, okay, they have to be afraid to let go, but there's something that they're really trying to obtain or trying to reach forward to, that they're going to take this step, and if they fall, they fall, and they just get right back up. And that illustration alone literally propelled me to keep getting back up. It's like it's going to propel me forward. So my mind was saying that I'm insignificant, but God was saying, just try me. And every step I took to get more of a taste with him, I'm thinking, this is pretty good. And there were times, going back to friends, there were times that I wanted to turn back because my friends that I had, I was familiar with. Although it wasn't healthy for me, I was familiar with it. And I had to learn to discover my faith even in the midst of my deepest pain. And that pain would just try to consume me. It had me so captive that to some degree I was paralyzed. I wasn't able to move. And I had to come to a place where I had to be sick and tired of being there. And I'm reminded of the gentleman who was by the pool of Bethesda for 38 years, and he said, you know, every time the angel would stir up the water, someone would go before me. And I would sit there, and I read that scripture one time, and I thought, wow, why didn't you stay down there by the edge of the pool? And the next time the angel stirred up the pool, you get in. And I'm just thinking about that, and it dawned on myself, why don't I keep moving forward? Because the next time a door opens, I can go through that door. Sometimes we're our own worst enemy because fear has literally gripped our minds. But we have to just be intentional of taking those steps forward to freedom.